left off discussing the concept of the Chumra Mafshinan, the Gemara Daf Ches Amud Aleph is bothered simply, why is it necessary to have a pasuk of Aleha to tell us that if two brothers marry two sisters, there is no Yibum, there is no Chalitza, why would one have thought that indeed that would be the case? So the first possibility of the Gemara is to apply the principle of Hov Yishtar Yishtari. And just as Yibum is Matad Yisra Veshasaf, the same thing is true when it comes to multiple Yisurim as well, and that's why the Gzeres HaKosov is needed. Now the Gemara suggests, Yibay Sema, very simply, we have a Hekesh, the Hekesha of Rabbi Yona, because when you look here in the Shabbos is Kriya Satorah of Yikri Ches, the Torah tells us the Arayos, and the Torah tells us that after all, Kola Shayasa Mikola Toivo Saila, the Nichrusu Hanafashosa Sos Mikerav Amon, Hukshu Kol Harayazulazu. And therefore, after all, if we know that there is an Isra Erva Veshasaf and Yibam Mizmatir, maybe indeed this should be true when it comes to other Arayos as well, and therefore the Pasuk of Aleha is indeed necessary. Okay? That means that we have a model now of Eshesach, which obviously is lifted. We have a model of Achosisha, the Pasuk of Aleha, where there is not the case. What about when it comes to Sharayos? Maybe one could argue that that should be compared to Eshesach, and Achosisha is exceptional. Or maybe argue that no, the Binyanav, the Memotzinu is the case of Achosisha, and Eshesach is something which is exceptional. So how do you know that that means that there is no Yibum when it comes to Shar Arayos? The Gemara says, my chazis, ta'akshis la'chazisha. The Gemara says very simply, because l'chumram akshinan, l'chumram akshinan. And therefore that would indicate that if you have two possibilities, compare it to A or B, so therefore l'chumram akshinan, everything is based on this sort of l'chazisha, and therefore, ooh, our opening Mishnah, chamesh asrinashim, there is no Yibum, there is no Chalitza. So we began discussing what exactly is this concept of l'chumram akshinan. To what extent, very simply, is that considered to be the Midah of Hekesh? The Midah of Hekesh is not just simply compare A to B, but the Midah of Hekesh is compare A to B L'chumra. Compare A to B L'chumra. That indeed is the Midah. Or maybe one could possibly suggest, no, that Hekesh tells us that there clearly is a comparison. But if you're dealing with a case where we're uncertain, the comparison can tilt one way or another, so maybe we have to now consider other factors in order to whether it be no to the Chumra or no to the Kula. Or do we argue, no, it's a non-starter. Chumra, clearly, it's part of the Midah of Hekesh. Makshin the Chumra. Oh, no. Hekesh tells you to compare. Which direction do you compare? We have to introduce other clothing. In order to tend to say that's true. Maybe one could introduce the concept of Svara. Maybe one could introduce the concept of Safek. But you have to introduce other considerations in order to be machriya, whether the Hekesh is going to go this way, or whether indeed is that way. So Rabbi Nutam writes, Bavakama Daf Gimel, that the Chumra Makshinan is the Midah, that is the Midah of Hekesh, the Midah of Hekesh. What is the context? That's something which is critical. The Torah tells us, among the Avos Nizikin are Shein and Regal, the Shilach Es Be'iro, Ubir Biseachem. Regal just simply means that the animal damages b'derech hilucha. The animal is walking, and lo and behold, you know, he walks on a crop. Okay, that's urche, that's normal. And such a case, yes, sometimes chayiv, sometimes butter, good. When you have a case of regal, an animal just simply walks, he doesn't completely destroy the object itself. That alpidin is called lo mechal yakarna. There is no halach when it comes to regal that requires absolute destruction of, you know what, if he damages a crop, you are a chayiv. What about when it comes to shame? Shame typically means he consumes, that's something which is different. That is not hezeka matsui in that sense, but that is yesh hana lehezeka. In such a case, the Torah describes that as being an animal who eats. When an animal who eats, you know what, he doesn't just simply damage, he consumes the crop. And therefore, maybe one would be inclined to say the following, that maybe one could think that you're only chayiv in a case of shame, where the crop is destroyed, but not in a case of lo mechal yakarna. That's the kash of the Gemara. Shame, the lo mechal yakarna minola. How indeed you know you're considered to be chayiv? The Gemara says very simply, hekesh. It's literally the same pasuk. Yeshilach es miro, ubi b'steyacher, meto sedeh, meto karma yishalem. What is true of regular is true of shame. And therefore, there is no halacha of mechal yakarna. And even if there's a case where an animal gets benefit from, but you know what, it doesn't fully destroy, tinfa peros lanasa, tinfa peros lanasa, he just damages the crop, for that you are considered to be chayim. Wow. So Tosus raises the following issue. How do you know to tilt the hekish in that way? After all, the starting point, the muska rishon, is lo mechal yikarn is true of regel, mechal yikarn is true of shein, but hukshu zelazeh, so you know, we're not going to distinguish. How do you know to argue that that means that you're chayiv in both cases? Maybe one could argue a very, very great chiddush, that requirement of mechal yikarn, which is evident in shein, is applicable even to the case of regel itself. Wow. So Tosus writes, absolutely not, after all, because you have a hekish, and l'chumra makshinan, l'chumra makshinan. And Tosus says the following, that realize, midahi, that's the chiddush Rabbeinu Tam, this is the midas hekish, makshinan l'chumra. And Rabbeinu Tam writes the following, how do you know this is true? Because after all, lo shna isura, lo shna mamona. Wow. Because when I say this is true, this is not only true in the world of Isser, this is also true in the world of Mammon. And that, Rabbi Natan writes, is the indicator that this is the Midah. The Midah is that Hekish is considered to be Lachoma. We just discussed this recently, no? Parsha Shoftim. Ben Dam Ladam, Ben Din Ladin, Ben Negel Lenegel, Negel Lenegel. You know what that means? Different Chelke HaTorah. There is Dam, there is Din, there is Nega. That's the Chiddush of the Gon writes in the Deres Leo. And as I pointed out, that, you know, the context is exquisite. The context of the pasuk is ki paloch adav lemishpat. When you have a suffik, how do you pass him? Amakom suffik. If it's a case of dam, oh, you know what that means? What's the shaila of dam? The shaila of dam, the Gon explains, is a woman muteres or is a woman asura alabal? That's a question of mutter aser. That's one shaila. In the case of din and din, the question is not mutter aser. The question is chayiv or pater. Are you chayiv b'tashlumin? Are you potum b'tashlumin? All of a sudden, negal and ega means are you tamei or tahar? I'll tell you, this will be very relevant for our discussion, but there's a comment of Yosef Engel has. That's fascinating because dam and nega are different. Dam and nega are different. You know what that means? Isser v'heter, tumentara, are not necessarily the same hadara. You know why I'll tell you that's so important? Last Shabbos is Kriya Satara. No? You know? A woman is a nida. What exactly does that mean? A woman is a zava. What exactly does that mean? You know what I'm going to tell you? Number one, she's Tamea. She's an avatuma. Number two, she's asura. She's asura labal. She's asura labal. So a nida is Tamea asura labal. A zava is Tamea asura labal. I get that, no? Is that one halacha or are there two different dinim? Is that two independent dinim? The fact that Anita is Asura, and the fact that Anita, in fact, is Tamea. I'll tell you a stunning Kiddush, the Tosus Baba Kama, Yud Aleph Med Aleph. Tosus writes the following, it's really stunning. Let's say you have a suffix. Let's say you have a suffix regarding Anita, a suffix regarding Zav, a suffix regarding Yeledis, a suffix regarding Yeledis. How are you going to pass them? How are you going to pass them when it comes to a suffix? So you know what Tosus writes? You're going to be blown away. Tosus, wait. When it comes to Isser, you know what Tosa says? You know what I'm going to paskin? Sveika darais l'chomra. But a sveik is mutter. That's what we're going to paskin when it comes to Isserin. One safek is aser. Multiple sveikos is mutter. How are you going to paskin when it comes to a safek tuma? A safek tuma. Safek. Sot chavches. Taros perikvav. A safek tuma b'rshu sarabim is tahor. B'rshu sayachid is tamei. Even in sveik sveika. They're completely different klalim of a suffik isser and a suffik tuma. So imagine you have a suffik when it comes to a nida, a zavi, lettuce. How indeed are you going to paskin? You know what Tosus writes? Incredible. We're going to apply these different gidrei hapsak. You know what that's going to mean? A sveik of b'rishus hayachid. This woman is temeya midaraisa, but she's muteres al haba. Tosus writes it. That's like stunning, no? A suffik b'rishus harabim. The woman is tahora, and she's asura lava. That's a Tosus, no? Tosus bava kamadaf yiralef. In the yeshivas, they usually skip that Tosus. No, but that's so critical. Tosus says, you know what? That zava nidioledes, it crosses two domains. One domain is isiv heter, one domain is tumentara, and you know what? how you paskin in one, Tosas writes the Chiddush, is not necessarily dependent on how you paskin in the other. There could be different klalim entirely. In other words, it's not that a woman is temeya and therefore she's asur al-habal. A woman could be tahor and she's asur al-habal. Wow, that's incredible. Or a woman could be temeya and she's muteris al-habal, right? Because sveik sveika dictates she's temeya, but in the realm of Yisr v'heter. So if Yosef Engel points out, that's also part of the diuk of the gong, because the dam is not the same suffix as nega. Dam is whether she's muteris or asura, and nega is whether she's temeya or tahora. You know what? You see that the Yisr component and the tuma component are treated as different hagdaros. That's pretty stunning, no? So when Tosus makes that short comment, lo shna mam lo shna isura, you know what Tosus is telling you? You know what? When it comes to Hezek also spans two domains. Number one is as follows. Isn't there an Isra of Hezek? You mean it's mutter lahazik vaman chavera? It's mutter lahazik. Is that really true? It's mutter. Is that really the case? You know, if I take a loan, I have to pay for it. If I break your window, I have to pay for it. Yeah, they're equal. Isn't there an element of Isser when it comes to Nezikin? It sounds like there absolutely should be. I mentioned, if you wanted to take a look, now the first piece in Kilis Yaakov, what is the Isser? Not so clear. What is the Isser lahazek mamon chaver? A person smashes someone. That's mafurish bekra. No? Chovel. Pen Yosef lahakoso. That's a lav daraisa. Okay, but I'm not causing bodily harm. I'm causing a monetary loss. What is the Isser of causing a monetary loss? You know what? I just want to cause you agmas nefesh. So, you know, I go out and break all your windows, and I'll pay for it. You know, but I get a charge out of, you know, your That's an Isser, no? That's an Isser. The Bach writes, Simon Adal, your posel edus. There's an Isser of Hezek. What that Isser of Hezek is not so obvious. The Adramah writes, you know what? Maybe it's lifneiver l'sitei mechshol. Well, lifneiver is true l'halacha, but it also means you can't place a stumbling block in front of someone because, you know what? He can trip, he'll rip his pants. No, and you know what? You're not allowed to do that. Or a chiddush, Adramah writes, Parshas Kedoshim, that's part of the haftal reicha kamocha. L'hazik chavero is part of the haftal reicha kamocha. Well, that's something which is also chiddushim. You know what? You're guilty because you didn't exercise proper shmira. You know what Pashup Shah Pasuk means? The reason you're chai b'tashlumim is because you were negligent. No, v'lo yishmerenu is an iser. It's not just the reason that you're chai, it's an iser. V'lo yishmerenu. You don't have the luxury of v'lo yishmerenu. You own animals, you have an achrayus to wash them. And if you don't watch the animals, you violated the love of lo yishmerenu. Lo yishmerenu. Wow, that's something which is stunning. Maybe it's based on a concept of hashavas aveda. You're chayiv in hashavas aveda. You're allowed to cause hezek. Something that you had nothing at all to do with. You have the chiyuv hashava, and the pasuk says lo sucha liyzalim. But you're allowed to cause. You're allowed to cause hezek. There are many candidates for what the Isser indeed should be, but it seems so clear that there is an Isser of Hezek. I mentioned yesterday that's a difficult Mabit Kir Yasefer, Perakev Nis Kamamon, that right, maybe it's only Nisidrabanim, Lahazikulishamim. We assume it's an Nisidaraisa. But you know what that means? That means when it comes to the world of Hezek, that there are two domains. One is the Isser of Hezek, and one is the Tashlumi Hezek. What would you say, for example, in a case of Suffolk? You know what? Maybe you'd say you're Hamotzi Michal Avaraya. We're not going to be Motzi Mamma Misafik. That's Mutter. What do you mean? I would tell you the following. Even though this case might be a Suffolk, whether you're Chayiv or not, you're allowed to do it. You know what I would tell you? In the realm of the Isser Hezek, Sveika D'raisa L'chumra. Chiyuv Tashlumin, Hamotzi Mechavero, Olav Haraya. If I hold Hezek Shino Nikar as Lav Shma Hezek, there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin. That means you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to be Metame Taroso Shel Chavero. You're allowed to do that. If I say there's no chiyuv in a case of a davar hagorm lamamon, it's mutter to cause someone a loss, but I'll do it in a somewhat of an indirect way. I will tell you very mistaber that even in cases of safek, even in cases of grama, even in cases of garmi, regardless of whether there's a chiyuv tashlumin, but in the world of iser v'etta, those things are considered indeed to be asin, to be asin. And therefore, Nezikin really has two different domains, the Isser of Hezek and the Chiyuv Tashlumin. That's very, very important. That's very, very important. You know. Maybe in Mammon, we're forced to apply a principle of Hamotzi Mechla Avaraya, but does that mean, it's Heter Gamor? That really means that if we're not just being Motzi Mammon Miyana Motza, that means it's considered to be that which is Mutter. Is that really true? One could argue that, you know, they're different domains. Oh, so Tosos is that's not like that. Such a chiddush, you know, the Rishonim can speak volumes in a couple of words. No, when Tosos just simply says, Loshna Yisur, Loshna Mamona, that's exactly what Tosos means. You're dealing with the suffix of the Gemara, whether it's a chiyuv of Shem, Lomachal Yakarna. And we're going to apply the principle of L'chumra Makshina. If you're going to tell me that, you know what, that's Midin suffix, you know what the psak then should be? You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to have your animal go ahead and damage someone's crops, even if it's lomachal yakarna, but there shouldn't be a chiyuv tashlumin, because a safek, hamotzi mechra avaraya. And that's exactly what Rabbeinu Tam says, lo shna mamona. You're chayiv b'tashlumin in the case of lomachal yakarna. You know what that means? The chiyuv is b'toras, vada. The chiyuv is not b'toras, safek. Why? L'chumra. Isn't l'chumra safek? No. Midahi. That is the midas ahekesh. And I will tell you, that's Boshab Shat and our Gemara as well. Our Gemara is really entertaining that when you have Yibam Mishar Rayos, l'chumra akshina means safek. You don't do Yibam Safek, as opposed to arguing there's no Yibam Bataraz Vade and there's no Chalitza, there's no Isri Yibam L'shuk, because l'chumra makshina, that which is considered to be b'toras vaday. Wow. There is a prima gadim, it's found in Psicho Kalalas in Aleph Yud, Chelek Aleph Os Yud, where the prima gadim maintains the possibility of safek. L'chumra makshina is midin safek. And fascinating, he quotes the Tosus and Kedushin, Daf Lamed Daled. The Tosus is not explicit, but the Tosus and Kedushin, Daf Lamed Daled, on Beit Ramaschel, Venele. There the Gemara says the following. That's Sugya in Kedushin, we know. That women are exempt from a mitzvah saseh, Shehazman Grama. When it comes to a mitzvah saseh, She'ein Hazman Grama, Nashim Chayavos. Where do you see that that's true? That women are obligated in a mitzvah saseh, She'ein Hazman Grama. The Gemara says the following. When it comes to Kibra Ve'ein, Mora Ve'ein, Ish imo va'aviv tira'u. No? Tira'u's v'loshen rabbi. That means the children of Ben and Bas, Children have to be very careful about kibud ava'im, mara ava'im. Oh, the Gemara says, you know what? That means that even a Bas is chayim. That's clear. No? Oh, the Gemara says, yihano senes. That's a fascinating model. That you have a mitzvah saseh, she'en hazman grama, and Nashim Chayavos. The source of that is Ish Imo Vavitiro. The Gemara raises the following kasha. I can give you an example on their side as well, the other side as well. After all, that Nelef Mi Tamatora. Women are exempt from Tamatora. Now, the Matamasam is Benechem Lo Benosechem. Women are exempt from the root mitzvah of Tamatora. The Gemara says, that's not called a Zman Grama. You have an ongoing pervasive chiyuv. The Rambam writes, for example, davening is every day, each and every day. Nashim are chayavos in tefillah. No? The Rambam writes, begins, Elchos tefillah, mitzvah yishchal l'chayom. And the Rambam writes, that's not called a Zman Grama. Always. That's not called a Zman Grama. And therefore, Nashim are chayavos. That's the Mishnah. And Brachos and Davchav. That's what the Gemara says when it comes to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is pervasive. All day, all night, day, night. You know what? So that's not called a Zman Grama. And yet women are exempt. So the Gemara raises the following question. Wait a second. So you have a model of Kibud Av V'Em that Nashim are Chayavos. You have a model of Talmud Torah that Nashim are Pturos. Oh, so how do you know? Guess what? The Gemara says the following. No. Talmud Torah is not a good model. Because after all, Talmud Torah in Pur Ravu are shnei ksuv maboyin keechad ve'ein malam. Because Talmud Torah and Pur Ravu are exceptional, Those are cases which is a mitzvah to say she'ein hazman grama, and nashim rapturas, but clearly that's the exception. That's not the binyan av, that's not the model. That's an exception. So how indeed do you know, that we're going to derive from kibud av ve'ein, not from Talmud Torah? The answer is because Talmud Torah and Pur Ravu are shnei ksuv maboyin keechad, and Eimelamdim. So guess what? Tosus quotes our sugya. Well, you have to come on to Talmud Torah Pur Ravu. What's wrong with L'chumra Makshina? What's wrong with L'chumra Makshina? You have model A, which is Kibbut Ava'im, and that tilts to the direction of Chayim. You have model B, which is Talmud Torah, and ticks to the direction of Tur. So why not apply the principle of L'chumra Makshina? What do you need? Oh, you know, a raya that the real binyanav is the case of kibud av ve'eim and not Talmud Torah. Well, that's obvious. You have two conclusions, chayiv and potter. The answer should be chayiv. That's Tosus's kasha. Okay. So Tosus is bothered. If you have a concept of the chumra makshina, the question of the Gemara should not even begin. The Gemara's kasha is neilif mi Talmud Torah. What neilif mi Talmud Torah? Even if you would say, argue that Talmud Torah can serve as a model, so now you have models in each direction, that's not going to change the maskana. The maskana is going to be l'chumra, l'chumra makshina, l'chumra makshina. So that's the kasha. So Tosus writes the following. You know what? Mistavra, Tosus says, to me Talmud Torah equal amedov tfei. Because you know what? I would have thought that Talmud Torah is a better model. Oh, because Talmud Torah, wow, that's a mitzvah yakara, that's a mitzvah chaviva. Talmud Torah is so essential that, you know what, if you have a choice of A and B, everything else fails. So maybe if you had a choice of mitzvah A and mitzvah B, okay. But you know what, if A or B is Talmud Torah, everything else pales to Talmud Torah. And therefore, if nashim turos the mitzvah yakara v'chaviva, so svarahu, that you know what, that that we should learn from Talmud Torah. Wow, that's what Tosus writes. Okay, so Tosus says, why don't you apply the concept of l'chumra makshinan? Tosus says because there's a compelling svara to argue we should compare everything to Talmud Torah. And that would mean no shim turus. That's the Tosus. So the Prima Gadim just writes the following. That sounds like suffix. That doesn't sound like vada. In what sense? Look, if the mida is a hekish is l'chumra, like we're done. No, if that's the mida of hekish, Model A says chayiv. Model B says patur. But the mida of hekish is l'chumra makshinan, so then we're done. What do you mean mistavra? Mistavra what? The fact that Tosu says, who? Mistavra. It's a svara to assume, no? You know what that seems to indicate? Maybe yes, maybe no, but that's what Rogatim assumes. That there's a hekesh. Hekesh means to compare A and B, but you know what? The jury's out. Meaning, we're not sure how to compare. So if you're not sure how to compare, you know what? I'm going to raise my hand and I'm going to say, Mistama, Misvara, I think you should do it. If something is not open for discussion, if the Mida is, L'chumra Makshinan, we're done. If the answer is not necessarily, then you know what? The Torah says to compare, and I can tilt in both directions. So I'm not sure what to do. So you know what? Now I'll tell you the following. It makes sense to tilt this way. It makes sense to tilt that way. So the Prima Gadim writes, maybe not so mafurish, but the Prima Gadim writes the following. The fact that the Tosu says that we would have argued to tilt this way because it is Mistavra de Talmud Torah, Ikala Medav. That seems to indicate that's not part of the Midah. That seems to indicate that there is a Midah Hekesh. And now we have to look kind of elsewhere to determine how the hekesh should fall. And that's why Tosa says, as I would have found, I would fall in the position of Talmud Torah. If not for the fact that Talmud Torah and Peruvu are Shnei Ksuvim Bein Kefen and Imam Lamdin. Okay, that means it's not an option. But if it had been a candidate, I would have said that it's more mistabber to be able to tilt in that fashion. Wow, that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. Rabbi Megadim says, you see from that Tosos that suffix, an element of suffix. And now we have to be machriya. What? So how are you machriya? Maybe machriya based on svara. Maybe machriya based on sveka d'arayis of a chumra. You can use other elements in order to tell you how indeed to resolve. How indeed to resolve. I will tell you there are shalom that weigh in on this explicitly. There is a Gemara Sachem Daf Mem Gimel where the Gemara says the following. In Shmos Yudeis, when it comes to this Yisrael Fameis, the Pasuk says, Ki kol olchel machmetzes. Ki kol olchel machmetzes. Anyone who consumes chametz. Anyone who consumes chametz. You know what the Gemara says? Mefurish. No? Psachim em gimel. You know what that means? Kol is l'rabo sesanashi. Kol is l'rabo sesanashi. Okay? Wow. You know, one could have thought that, you know, I don't know why exactly. No, we'll have to see. But women are not chayven chametz. Women are not chayven chametz. See, you need gzera sakosu. Kol el chametz. The Gemara says, yes, because you know what? Ooh, there's a hekesh. A kol she'eshno. The Torah in Parshas Re'eh and from Tezayin compares the Isser of Chametz to the Mitzvah of Matzah. The Pasuk says, Lo soch lo chametz, shivas yam tochol matzos. The Torah says there's an Isser of Chametz and there's a Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. You know what that's a Hekesh. There's a Hekesh that the Torah has between Chametz and Matzah. And maybe I would have said the following, Kol sheyeshno, wow. B'kum al chamatza, yeshno b'kum al chametz. Maybe I would have said the following. The Torah compares, wow. Chametz and matzah. And maybe I would have said the following. Only those who are obligated in matzah are obligated in chametz. And I would have thought that matzah is a zman groma, and women are exempt from matzah. So if women are exempt from matzah, and there's a hekesh in chametz and matzah, women are exempt from chametz. That's why the Torah has gone out of its way and say, kol ochel machmetzes, that women are chayiv in chametz. And now I'm going to tell you a step further. You know what? And if women are chayiv in chametz, and there's a hekesh between chametz and matzah, that's why, psachim em gimel, that women are chayiv in matzah. Women are chayiv in matzah. Because there is a hekesh. And once they have a pasuk that says, mefurish, that women are chayiv in chametz, kol sheyeshno b'bal tova chametz, yeshno b'kum ha-chamatzah. We had that, Yivam Mustaf Dalet. No? Tosus is bothered. If you have a kol sheyeshno when it comes to chametz and matzah, why don't you have a kol sheyeshno when it comes to kilayim and tzitzis? Tosus, no? And women certainly can't wear shatnez. How do you know? Tosus says, a deal can a gemara beitzah, no? But women can't violate shatnez, so therefore that shulman should be chayiv and sitzis, so Tosus is bothered. How come the kol sheyeshno of chametz and matzah says women are chayiv in both, and we don't say that when it comes to, no, we discussed that at length, no? The Tosus and Dafdala and Adala, wow. But that's the whole shock of the Tariya of the Gemara. There is a hekesh between chametz and matzah, and therefore, I would have said what's true of one is true of the other. I would have said that women are exempt from matzah, and therefore exempt from chametz. So you need a pasuk to say women are chayiv and chametz. Once they're chayiv and chametz, the hekesh is going to flip in the direction. Kol sheyesh abal tov chametz b'kumo chamatza, and therefore you are indeed chayiv. Well, no, that's the Gemara Sachem Daf Mem Gimel. So Tosus is bothered. Sachem Mem Gimel Teimo Dari L'chumra Makshina. Yeah, you have a hekesh that compares chametz and matz. Okay, what are the two possibilities? You're chayv in both, you're potter from both. We're not going to separate the two. You're chayv of, well, of course, l'chor makshin, argamara, l'chor makshina. So what do you mean that you would have said this or said, what do you mean? Why would you have said, what's the starting point? You would have thought that kol sheishna b'kom al chametz, sheish b'kom al chametz, and incredible, women are allowed to eat chametz on Pesach. So the pasuk goes, why would you have thought that? There's a hekesh. and the Chumra Mapshinan. So even without this fancy pasuk, you know what I would have said? It's obvious that women are chayiv in chametz and in matzah. Chametz and in matzah. Isn't that obvious? Isn't that obvious? Wow, wow. So Tosos has to give two reasons why that's not obvious. Tosos gives two terutzim and why, no, we would have said that kol sheishno b'matzah, yeishno b'chametz, and women are exempt from matzah, and therefore they're exempt from chametz. Why would you have said such a thing? Why would you have said such a thing? So Tosos says it's two fantastic answers, no? Number one, Tosos says the following, that you know what? You know what the default position is? The default position is, Tosos suggests, whoa, seifa mefarish l'resha. That's one possibility. The seifa dekra is an elaboration on the resha dekra. Wow, wow. And therefore, if the pasuk says, do not consume chametz, but rather, shiva siyamin tochla matzos, Tosos suggests that for purposes of drasha, that, you know, seifa mefarish l'resha. That's why the Gemara felt as a starting point, let's start with the end of the pasuk, the modifier, the end of the pasuk, and that's matzah. So maybe I would have said that, you know what, that women are exempt from matzah, they're exempt from chametz. And that's based on the sequence of the pasuk. Tosos has another possibility. No, I would have told you very well why women are exempt from matzah, because there's a gzera shava, no? Tesvav. What's true of sukkah is true of matzah. What's true of sukkah is true of matzah. And women are exempt from sukkah. Women are exempt from sukkah. And we know there's a gzera shava tesvav. So if it's mefurish in the Torah that women are exempt from sukkah, that's a pasuk. Kol ezrach b'Yisrael, sukkah chavches. Women are exempt from sukkah. And you have a hekesh. You have a gzera shava. Oh, so the gzera shava tesvav would tell me women are exempt from matzah. And if women are exempt from us, and you have a hekesh bin chametz, that's why the Gemara says we should tilt in that direction. Wow. That's Tosos. So Tosos again is bothered. The Gemara wants to know how to tilt this pasuk. How do you compare chametz and matzah? And Teimul Ari, l'chumra makshina, our Gemara. Tosos says, no. There are two very valid reasons that I wouldn't have applied the l'chumra makshina. One is because of the pasuk itself. The pasuk itself here indicates, seifa mefarish l'resha. The other is the halach indicates, because indeed there's Gzereshava. Okay. So take a look at the Tosos HaRashba. The Tosos HaRashba, they're a separate volume. Tosos HaRashba, Psakim Dav Mem Gimel, Kos Driva. You're going to apply L'chumra Makshinan to Chametz HaPesach? You're going to apply L'chumra Makshinan to Chametz HaPesach? What's the onish for Chametz HaPesach? It's a Dorish Yesh Bakaris. And if a person were to violate, pretty incredible, no? In his Akaris, B'shogeg, he's Chayiv a Karban. You're going to obligate a woman in Chametz based on Safek of the L'chumra Makshinan? What do you mean? How can you apply the l'chumra makshinan b'makom sheyesh bo karban? After all, asur lahavi chulin bazara. That's what Tosos HaRashba writes. You're talking about whether you should do it, you shouldn't do it. Okay, I understand. You can say the l'chumra makshinan. You're going to say that when it comes to this sir of chametz, the l'chumra makshinan is nitin safek. And the l'chumra makshinan would mean that you're not chayav a karban chatas. And that's wrong. Women are chayiv a karban chatas if they eat chametz pesach b'shogeg. You cannot come to that conclusion based on the l'chumra makshinan. That's something which is stunning, no? Posh pshat and Tosos HaRashba, that's been in safek. Maybe that's even more of a raya than the Prima Gaon's Tosos and Kedushin, no? Tosos says that would be chulin bazara. Wow. I would even go a step further and just, let's assume the l'chumra makshinan is really b'toras vaday. Really, it's b'toras vaday. Not b'toras pashup shat, midah, indeed, that's true. But even so, maybe one could raise the following application. If I'm going to apply the l'chumra makshinan to all the shararayos, but you know what? you could be Doresh the Hekesh this way, that way. Will be Makish Shar Rayas Teshasaf, Makish Shar Rayas Tafosisha. No, the Chumra Makshinan. Oh, the Chumra Makshinan means the Torah Zvadai, the Torah Zvadai, the Torah Zvadai. But I was still asking, what does the Torah Zvadai mean? What does the Torah Zvadai mean? It, let's assume, for example, you know what? So you have a case of multiple arayos, and we're going to say there's no yibum because the Chumra Makshinan, the Chumra Makshinan. But let me ask you the following. Whether there is yibum or there's not yibum, you know, that's like a chumra and a kula, no? That's a chumra and a kula. To say the chumra makshin, understand, we're going to compare it to a chosish, and therefore there's no yibum. But you know what? So the woman says, great, so I'm free to marry. You're free to marry. Isn't there an isra of yibam l'shut? You're not allowed to marry. You're not allowed to marry. Oh, no, we're going to say the following. No, that there's no Zika, and Teitzei below Chalitza, Teitzei below Chazi. Can one say that based on the Chumra Makshinan? The Chumra Makshinan means that there's no Yibam, and there's no Chalitza. And there's no Chalitza. I guess you see from our Gemara, yes. No? That also is a Chiddush. You see from our Gemara. Once you assume the chumra makshinan, meaning that we are makishar rayos to achos isha, therefore there's no zika, and if there's no zika, teitzei below chalitza, because maybe one could have argued good chumra makshinan, but not lekula, and that would mean. So you see from our gemara, not that way. Why exactly is that true? I would just tell you like two variations. One possibility simply is the following. You know what? If I were to ask you, two brothers married to sisters, what is the Ikar Hadiyun? You know what the question is? Is there Yibum? Is there Zika? Once you're going to apply the principle of Chumra Makshinan, and that tells you there's no Zika, there's no Yibum, you know what I'm going to tell you? So necessarily, Memeila, obviously there's no Isra of Yivam L'shuk, Yivam L'shuk. Once you're koveya, the ikar hasafek, the ikar hadion is when you have yibum, the makam arayos. Is there a zikas yibum? If the answer is no, guess what? All the halachas will follow, even if something happens to be a kula. You know what the kula is? A woman can remarry without chalitza. It doesn't necessarily mean that each prat, we are going to assess independently at all. Or maybe one could argue the following. So what is your deal? Sad A is that there's an Isser Erva. Sad B is there's an Isser L'shuk. In Erva, there's a Chi of Kare Samisa. Yivam L'shuk is an Isser Lav. So you know what the Chorma Shina would dictate? That there's an Isser Erva. There's no Isser Yivam L'shuk. No? Clearly there's no Isser Yivam L'shuk when you apply the Chorma Shina. Why is that true? One possibility is I'll tell you the following. You know what? You have to assess the base suffix. You know, for example, I have a suffix, whether this is chametz or whether it's not chametz. You know? Whether it's chametz, whether it's not chametz. So how are you going to paskin? You're going to say, Ma, it's nisr kare, sveka darais l'chumra, don't you dare eat this. Can I say the following? You know what? Oh, okay, so don't eat it, but mi darais l'bitabam masal, you don't have to get rid of it, because bidikas chametz is only din rabbana. You have a suffix chametz, suffix matzah. What I really paskin, that whether it's chametz or not for achila is a sveka daraisa, I'll say l'chumra. But when it comes to bedikas chametz, it's only a din rabbanan. So guess what? You don't say that. That's against all the sugyas of sachim. No, sachim daf yud. No, all the cases of safek assume there's a chiyu bedika. What do you mean there's a chiyu bedika? You know what the Chiddush of Ben David writes? Very, very simply, because if it's a safek whether this is chametz and it's not, that's a safek of sakaris. And once you paskin that we are going to treat this as chametz, you know what? We're going to treat this as chametz even when it comes to the dinim of bedik as well, even though midaraisa bitul b'masagi. We are not going to go ahead, so you know what? If one is going to argue, l'chumra makshinan means we equate shar arayas with this of achos isha, so very good. That means we are going to argue that this is gidei arayas. And if it's Gidei Arayos, there's no Zika. And you know what the answer is going to be? There's no chalitza, there's no isyivam l'shuk, zero, zero. That's part of the midah. Part of the midah of l'chur ma'pshinan as well. Wow. Oh, so that's the first approach of this Gemara. Yivam l'stavches. My chaz is, why do you assume comparing everything to achos isha? The answer is l'chur ma'pshinan. Now the Gemara suggests another point with a critical, critical diyun of Tosos. The Gemara says, even without l'chur ma'pshinan, you have Eish Yisach, where there is evil. You have Achos Isha, when there's no evil. And you want to know, how do Sha'arayos fit in? Sha'arayos fit in? Isn't that so clear? Hacha, when it comes to the case of Achos Isha, Tri Yisure, Tri Yisure. You're dealing with Eish Yisach, you're dealing with Achos Isha. When you're talking about the cases of Eish Yisach, it's only one Yisur, Eish Yisach. When you're talking about Sha'arayos, what happens if it's Eish Yisach and Bito? Eish Yisach and Bito? But that's similar to regular Yibum. Obviously, that's similar to the case of Achos Isha. Achos Isha, Hacha Trei Yisurei. Hacha, when it comes to Sha'arayos, Trei Yisurei. When it comes to Eish Yisach, it's Chan Yisura. So, Trei Me Trei Yafinan, and Trei Me Chan Lo Yafinan. Wow. So the Gemara says the following. It's obvious. That we're going to apply the dinim of Achos Isha to Sha'arayos because very simply, because Trei Mi Trei Yalfinan, Trei Mi Chad Lo Yalfinan. Ooh, it's the Tosfos de Maskil Trei. That's pretty good with almost all the cases. You have a case of Eish Yisach with Bito, that's Trei Mi Trei, Trei Mi Trei Yalfinan, Trei Mi Trei Yalfinan. Tosus is bothered. What do you say about the following? Vim Tomar Urgavasi Amai Poteres Islandis Sarasa. What about a case of Nintis Islandis? Nintis Islandis in a case where it was discussed at the beginning of the Zman, that's not Kedushitos. In a case where it's not Kedushitos. So you know what? You have a wife. Where there's no possibility of evil. After all, that's the pasuk. Now, asher teled prat lioness. Okay, I understand. So good. There's no yibum. I understand. But there's the p'tur p'saros. Where did the p'tur p'saros come from? Where did that come from? Oh, the answer is as follows. Because we're going to compare the case of lioness to Arayos. And just like when it comes to Arayos, two brothers married two sisters, it's not only that there can't be Yibum for her, but there's a Ptur Tzaros. The same thing is true when it comes to Islandis as well. Islandis as well, there's a Ptur Tzaros. No? Wait, Tosu says, wait a second. If the whole reason we compare any other case to Achos Isha and not to Eish Yisach, is because all those other cases have Trei Yisure. And what about in the case of Islandis? Trei Yisure. In a case of Islandis, the Torah tells us, Asher Tele, Pravla Islandis, that means there's no mitzvah of Yibum. If there's no mitzvah of Yibum, there's an Isser of Eish Yisach. There's another Isser. Islandis is just Eish Yisach Shlo. Wait a second. But the Gemara says that we would have applied other cases to Eish Yisach if not for the fact that Trei Mi'chad Lo Yalfinan. So if you have a case where, wow, that there's no Yibum, but only because of one Isser Erva, so what right do you have to compare that to Sha'arayos? What are you going to say? There's Yibum? Oh, of course there's no Yibum. That's a pasuk, Asher Tele. But how do you know there's a Ptur Tzaros? A Ptur Tzaros comes from the comparison to Achos Isha. But you can only compare the cases to Achos Isha where there are Trei Yisurei. There's an Isser of Eish Yisach, there's an Isser of Bito. Oh, that's like Achos Isha. But if you deal with the case of Islandis with a single Eish Yisach, so that's why, Vim Tomar, Ularav Asi Amai Poteres Islandis Saras. Wow. After all, in Islandis, there's only one Isser of Eish Yisach. And if there's only one issue, you can't compare it to Achos Isha. So how would that possibly be? Oh, so Tosus writes a fascinating Chiddush. right? And that's the following. Wait a second. There's no Yibum. No. There's no Yibum when it comes to Einlis. That's Asher Teled. He Atzma Nismata Me Asher Teled. So you know what? If there is no Yibum, so therefore, Memela there's a Ptur Tzaras. Memela there's a Ptur Tzaras. He Oseres Tzarasa. If there is no mitzvah of Yibum, and there is an Isser of Eishasach, so of course, there's a Ptur Tzaras. For that, you don't have to come on to Chari Surah. Chari Surah means there will be a mitzvah of Yibum. Trei Surah means there's no mitzvah of Yibum. If there is no mitzvah of Yibum, why? Because the Pasuk says, Asher Tele, Al Kachach there's a Ptur Tzaras. So it's not that the Ptur Tzaras is derived from Achos Isha Litzror, in which case you can raise the question, how do you know that anything can be derived from Achos Isha? Because here in Ayman is dealing with Chad Isura. The answer is B'makom She'en Bo Yibum, there is a Ptur Tzaras. We'll have to see. Wow. And therefore, for that, you don't have to consider Chad Isura, Trei Isura. Wow. Okay. So Tosa says, he thinks that's clear. B'makom She'en Bo Yibum, if there is no Yibum whatsoever, after all, that's clear. We're not saying there's Yibum in Eilinus. That's the Pasuk of Asher Tele. Once there is no Yibum, so therefore, again, there is a Ptur Tzaras. Right, we'll soon see. And then Tosus adds an unusual line. Tosus says the following. V'chein eishes achiv shlo hayu b'olam. And the same is true of eishes achiv shlo hayu b'olam. So what exactly does that line mean? That whole suffix of Tosus. You have two brothers that are the best of friends, right? Reuben and Shimon. They're both alive, they're well. All of a sudden, Reuben dies. Subsequently, Levi is born. Levi was not alive at the same time that Reuben was alive. Well, you have Reuben and Shimon, Mace Reuben, Nodla Levi. You know what? Shimon goes out and does evil. That's the right thing to do. And all of a sudden, Shimon dies. Guess what? That woman in question, that Yavama, is Asura Levi. Why exactly is that true? Because after all, what is the status of this woman? You know what? She is an Eishes Achiv Reuven. Shelo Hayu Ba'olama. Oh, an Eishes Achiv Shimon, yes. But she's an Eishes Achiv Reuven. And therefore, there is no Yibum. There's a Ptur Tzaras. So that's Tosus's Chiddush. V'chein Eishes Achiv Ba'olama. What is Tosus telling you? Just like in the case of Eilinus, you know that there is no Yibum. And if there is no Yibum, necessarily, there's a Ptur Tzaras. So the same thing here, that there is no Yibum, and if there is no Yibum, there's a Ptur Tzaras. That Hemshech is not so simple. That's not so simple. In the case of Eilinus, I understand. You know, you're dealing with one Yisr, Veshasaf, I understand. In other cases, two brothers married two sisters, the case of Bito, you're dealing with two independent Yisr, and that certainly is true. Here, a little bit unusual. You know, this woman, she was a wife of Reuven, and she was a wife of Shimon. She was a wife of Reuben and a wife of Shimon. Is that called Chadisur, or is that considered to be Treisa? Is that Chadisur or Treisa? You're dealing with a woman who has a dual identity of Eishasach. Now, one was an Eishasach of Reuben, Shlohai Balama. The other is Nesis Af of Shimon Shahayim Olamo. Is that called Chad Isur or is that called Trey Isur? Is that called Chad Isur? I understand. Two brothers writing to sisters. Eisha Af Lazus Trey Isur. Islandness is Chad Isur. There's no Isur of Islandness. There's no Isur of Islandness. Here it's like fascinating that there is an Isur of Eishasach. But you know, I don't want to use this as the exact mashal, but the question we had to design with Bayes, you know what? This guy is tummy for two reasons, no? He's a machusur kippur and he's a tfilyon. You know, there has two contributing factors to the fact that he is tummy. Is that really called Shnei Shemos? You know what? In this particular case, you know what? The relationship between this Yavama and Levi is a dual relationship of Eishasach. One which is an Eishasach Shalhaya Balama, and one is Eishasach Shalhaya Balama. Okay? Is that called Chad Isur? Is that called Trey Isur? And you know what I would suggest? Now that whatever the answer to that question is, we're okay. If you get her, that's called Chad Isura. Chad Isura. You know what? Chad Isura. That's Chad Isura. So why isn't there Yibum? Yibum could be Docha Chad Isura. Elamai, you're going to tell me, that's not called Chad Isura. That's called Trey Isura. Because this is an Eishasach of Reuven, an Eishasach of Shimon. You ask a person, to this woman, who are you? You know, I was the wife of Reuven. I was the wife of Shimon. If that's called Chad Isur, let there be Yibum. No, it's not called Chad Isur. It's called Trey Isur. So, Trey Mi Trey Ofina. In Trey Isur, there is no Yibum, no Chalitza, no Zeptur Tzaros. But what exactly is Tosus Babin? Tosus says the following. I'm a little bit stuck. No? That, you know what? That if you have a case of Chad Isura, like an island is, so why not compare it to Eishasach? The answer is, look, there's no Yibum. If there's no Yibum, necessarily there's a Torah Saras. Okay. And then Tosus says the following. And this Yisod, I'm telling you, is so helpful, because with this Yisod, you can finally understand Eishasach Yishloi Balam. What's the problem, Eishasach Yishloi Balam? You know, I'll tell you very, very simply. Eishasach Yishloi Balam, our tracer, this woman is an Eishasach of Reuven, she's an Eishasach of Shimon, and therefore that's similar to the case of Achaz Yishah. And guess what? There's no Yibum, no Chalitza, and there indeed is a Ptur Tzaros. Tosu seems to be assuming that that's not true. But this is Chad Isura. If it's Chad Isura, why not argue that Yibum is Matar Eishasach? I understand. Yibum is not Matar Eishasach Yishloha Yibalama. But if you're going to argue an Eishasach of Reuven, Eishasach of Shimon is called Chad Isura, so the fact that she is an Eishasach of Shimon Letter Matar, this Isura of Eishasach. Wow. Elamai, you're going to treat it as Trey Isura. So if you treat it as Trey Isura, so Yafinim Yafos Isha, there's no Yibum, there's no Tzu Saros. Not bad. Not so simple. Right? If you look in the Chedushim of Rav Shimon Shkab, in Simen Aleph, the footnote, right, the Hagan Simen Aleph. If you look in Rav Shach and Rav Yezri, Nuchos Yibum, right, Perek Vav, Halach Yedala, there are many different volumes. Now this is the fifth. Madura Chamishi. What is troubling Tosus exactly? The Tosus says that, you know what? This Chiddush that I'm telling you, Islandness, is going to resolve the Chiddush when it comes to the case of Eishasach Yishloheim Olam. Okay, so that we'll have to work on a little bit. That's going to be the Dion. Regarding which Dinim do we assume that a double Nefil of Eishasach is called Chalisura? Or is it considered to be Trey Isur? And is there a difference between Yibum as opposed to Saros? Take a look at those are Makamos, then take a look at the last page of Makamos that you have this week.